www.thebigfootsports.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number that you're going to need for the next 2 hours of your time. We're going to be here with you until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. What that time is where you live, I don't know, because we are a worldwide program. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And Jason filling in for the vacationing Mike, I guess we could say. He's got some family issues to deal with, and he'll be back whenever those get worked out. So until further notice, we'll be having a different third person on the show.
Yep.
Family issues.
Family issues.
You're just not going to share it with me? Is that what it is?
They're issues, and they're family-related, and I was instructed, and we agreed that this was going to be the explanation. Anyway, 800-259-9231, it doesn't affect the show as far as how it works, and how does it work, Manwich?
Well, people call in, and they tell us what they want to talk about. It's normally we have show prep, you know, that kind of things that we've prepared for, but basically the show belongs to the listener. We can be talking about whatever, and what do you got today, Jason?
What do I got today?
Yeah.
I've got an email right here.
Okay. Well, we do have probably about three, at least three emails to get to tonight.
Okay.
And you can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. It's very likely that we will read it live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
There's also several other things for you to do at freetalklive.com, including the chat room, the bulletin board system, and we've got, I think, now over 175, maybe even 180 members on the Free Talk Live BBS, so all of a sudden just some real big membership growth there, which is really cool. And I also have, as I said, some emails, but coming up tonight as well, the story from last week, which we didn't get to, which is which I've entitled Lions for Jesus.
Lions for Jesus. You must really like this story, because you don't usually drag a story from 1 week to the next. You got a whole new thing.
It's just something like you've never heard before.
Oh, I've read the story.
You've read, okay. Have you ever heard of anything like that quite before?
Sure.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, it was new to me.
Have you ever heard of... Well, you know, we'd have to go into the story
if we get to it. If we get... Well, of course, the way this show works, we are usually lucky if we get to one thing, because then the ball starts rolling and calls start coming in.
Yeah.
And the callers can change the topic at any time. Again, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll go anywhere. Whether it be a personal issue or a political thing, feel free to bring it up. If it's on your mind, we want to talk about it. Of course, Veterans Day was this week. We can comment on that. And also, somebody on the internet in an op-ed made some direct comparisons between the United States and North Korea. So we might get to some of that tonight. But Manwich, what's on your mind this evening?
Oh, I've got all kinds of good stuff. I have strange sex laws in different states in the union. I've got a story on a radio station in Kentucky doing a joke on a smoking ban in their cars.
Mm-hmm.
Just people that raised heck in Lexington.
Oh, it was an offensive kind of a thing.
It was a hoax, actually.
Okay.
Their FCC license might be in jeopardy over this.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. Which I think is pretty interesting. Yeah.
Let's start with the radio station thing, because I want to hear about that.
Okay. It's it won't engender very many calls.
Well,
but
that's okay.
It's kind of a cool
story.
Sounds
interesting to me.
Yeah. As a hoax, a Lexington radio station jokingly reported yesterday that the Urban County Council had passed an ordinance banning residents from smoking cigarettes in their vehicles. But it wasn't a laughing matter to hundreds of angry callers who tied up telephone lines to the Lexington Police and Health Departments, City Hall, and the County Attorney's Office, officials said. As a result, the city said it will file a complaint with the FCC against the Federal Communications Commission, for those of you that don't know, against radio station WXZZ 103.3 FM.
Mikey and Johnny in the Morning.
All right. That's with that's Milton Donahue, who clearly has no sense of humor. He's the chief administrative officer for Lexington.
Those type of fellows usually don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, all right. I'd like to be the chief administrative officer. Yeah, you're fired. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, those bureaucrats tend to be pretty dull.
It's basically blah, blah, blah after that, but that's what they did. Mm-hmm. Officials plan to discuss the issue today, but did not know yesterday.
Do the jocks in question have a comment anywhere in the article? Do they say, can they defend themselves at all?
The GM didn't like the jocks' comment. By the way, there's an important sentence here that I'd like to mention. Officials plan to discuss the issue today, but did not know yesterday when the complaint would be filed. So maybe they're just hanging out 103.3 FM WXZZ out to dry for a little while.
Okay,
you know, maybe they're just gonna shake their little FM cages, but
I think it's a good prank. I mean, it was a good idea.
Yeah.
It's the logical extension of where we're going. I mean, we've got. Here in Florida, where we're broadcasting this show from, obviously we're worldwide, so not everyone has the same smoking laws, but Florida just recently adopted the New York City-esque smoking ban every business law, so mm-hmm. if you run a business, and actually it doesn't, I don't think it even matters if it serves the public. I think if you run a business, you can't smoke in your business, at least if you have employees. I mean, I think they exempted home-based businesses, so if you're sitting at home on your computer,
thank goodness,
you can still smoke your cigarettes.
Yes.
But I mean,
in cigar stores, apparently, I looked this up, you can smoke in cigarette stores.
Yes, okay. You can.
Yeah.
So, smoking here in Florida has been banned from almost literally every single business. There's also some people who are considering banning it from the beaches. We know there have been some towns around the country that I think there was one town that banned it. If you could smell it from your fence, like from your fence line or something like that, you could take action against your neighbor for smoking in his backyard. And they finally repealed that one. But nonetheless, it does seem like we're going down this path to where smokers are really just. They're really just the kind of underclass of society these days, and I think it's sad. I don't smoke cigarettes personally, but if I don't want to associate with those people, that's my business.
Indeed. And if you don't want to go into an establishment in which the customers are going to be smoking, that's your choice.
Well, I think what's most important there, and that is, they definitely have the choice, but what's most important is if I own a business, I should be able to set the rules as to whether or not they smoke in my business. I own the business. I own the land that the business is built on. I own the building and then the government's going to tell me whether or not I can smoke in my own building?
For the good of the public.
Screw the public. That's my building. The public doesn't need to come there.
And it's a private building. And if you wanted to exclude the public, you could do that as a business person.
As a matter of fact, I could exclude the public, but as long as I did business there, I still couldn't smoke.
We can boil that down to the ultimate question of, do you own your business? Or does the government own your business? It's only one way or the other,
really. It's this
whole
democracy mess, you know? Like, the fact is, that was in Florida, that was passed on an amendment. So, they're, you know, by 51%, somebody voted that it was a good idea not to smoke in businesses. So, that's just based on democracy. And this is why democracy itself doesn't work.
Oh, it's terrible.
What's a good idea is rights for the individual.
That's
now,
right.
We're always touted democracy in the media. Democracy, democracy. It's not a good thing.
No, it's horrible.
Bad.
Not only the media, but every politician you ever see speaking anywhere brings that word up. And, of course, the media perpetuates that. I don't think the media ever has fact-checked anything in regards to the Constitution. Whenever the politicians just say, we live in a democracy, thank goodness. Like earlier this week, it was so sickening. Oh, thank goodness those veterans are protecting our democracy here in the United States. And as you say, this is not a democracy. It's not supposed to be a democracy. Bringing democracy to the world, as we're doing in Iraq, is not doing anyone any favors. Democracy is nothing more than, as someone put it, I don't know who, whoever it is deserves credit, tyranny of the majority.
Exactly. With democracy, you get a ruling class, and then you get the peons like us, the taxpayers.
What baffles me is, like, for instance, we had this. We've had several amendments that are passed here in Florida. We passed one for a super train, and then repealed it. And then passed one against.
I think what it is people in Florida just tend to vote yes on any amendment. That just seems to be the case here. But nonetheless, we want to hear about what's going on with you at 1-800-259-9231. Any issue goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Again, 800-259-9231. We'll get to your emails next. If we got no call. Also, get on the phones.
This This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. 3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all have busy lives and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You can also email the show, as many people have done, ftl@freetalklive.com. And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Check out our Shrine of Female Listeners, pictures of the show hosts, if you, for some torturous reason, want to look at those.
Well, it's just pictures of us when we were four.
No, they're actual. No,
in the Our Ugly Mug section, there's
no pictures of myself, though.
Yeah, so 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. Maybe there's been something on your mind all week long and nobody wants to listen to you. You know, your coworkers don't really care what you think.
Hey, we want to listen to you.
Your family doesn't give a rat's ass about how you feel. Well, we're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Were we just talking about the FCC?
We were just talking about the FCC.
And you go say a double S on the air.
If you don't focus on it, it's not going to be considered pandering. So let's move on. 800-259-9231. But speaking of shock jocks, that's what we were talking about just a moment ago. This, what was it, Z-103?
Z-103 in the morning.
Oh, Z-103 in
Lexington,
Butte, Montana or something like that.
Butte.
Butte.
Right. I don't think it matters.
They got on the air, and as a on-air prank, they announced that the Kentucky Board of Commissioners has had outlawed smoking in everyone's cars, and of course it resulted in a barrage of phone calls,
hundreds.
Yeah, to not only to the radio station, I'm sure, but also to the emergency services. For some reason, the smokers felt like they had to call 911 in order to.
No,
everywhere,
please.
if you.
The tax collector, the place where you pick up your license plate, the whole deal. No,
maybe
yeah.
It's because it caused so many heart attacks. Maybe there was a bunch of the smokers had heart attacks. I'm not trying to rag on smokers at all. I think it's terrible what's happening to them. I think they're really being discriminated against, much like I think people were discriminated back in the 60s and,
yeah,
and the 20s and the 30s. And
we smokers are becoming the blacks and gays of the
new
generation.
Class. That's the word I was looking for. I've used discriminated before, but I think persecuted is the better word.
I think persecuted is, too. And, like, discriminated sort of bespeaks something you can't control, like being Jewish, being black, being, I don't know, something else.
Right. But So anyway, these guys are in some hot water, and of course, it's what's the name of the morning show? I want to get that out there. What?
Hold on, it's I've got it right here. It's
Z103.
I wanted to read the FCC officials had not received a complaint, but they gave
But as soon as they do, they'll probably act on it.
I'm sure, because you can't do a hoax.
It's against the law, against FCC rules to. Perpetuate a hoax. I guess that came up after the War of the Worlds broadcast, I would assume.
Well, yeah, I think that a couple of people died in good old Orson Welles' broadcast of War of the Worlds.
You mean citizens died?
Yeah.
What, they
I think that
themselves?
They, yeah, like, we're jumping out of buildings or something like that.
I heard maybe. That there was pandemonium when that happened.
Pandemonium!
1-800-259-9231.
Oh, here it is. It's really aptly named Z-Rock. In the morning.
Z-Rock in the morning.
Oh, right.
Twitch.
I'm Mary Jane.
And Mary Jane.
And who else?
And Kyle.
Kyle.
Twitch Mary Jane and Kyle. All
That's
right.
Silly stuff.
Well, shall we get to the email here, guys? Because we do have some of it.
Let's do it.
This first one here is from Matt. He says, you guys kick ass. Tuned in to the last part of your show this week before the Harry Brown Show. I think you guys are very intelligent and comical. Oh, thank you so
Word.
Much.
He wasn't talking about you, he was talking about me. Go ahead.
I will now listen on a weekly basis. Well, we've got news for you.
News?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've got some news.
Great.
Matt and the rest of you out there should know that within the next week, in less than a week, by the time you hear this show on Saturday night again, we will have started doing a five-day-a-week broadcast, plus the Saturday night show, so technically 6 days a week.
Yeah!
We're radio superstars!
All the thanks, of course, going out to our good friends over at the Genesis Communications Network for giving us the opportunity to do this, which
so
we think is
we'll
great.
Be on, now, this is my understanding, and you know more about it than I do. We'll be on all four of Genesis' channels, their satellite channels, from 7 to 10, Monday through Friday. Is that correct?
That is correct. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, we'll be on Genesis Communications Network. Now, if you don't get GCN during that time frame on your local talk affiliate, you need to call your local program directors or general manager and ask them, or better yet, demand that they put Free Talk Live on their nights.
I'll tell you.
Or
having been
afternoon drive if you're on the West Coast.
That's true, because it's it's 7 o'clock in the East Coast, but
that's right.
You know, 3 hours,
4 o'clock,
4 o'clock
on the West Coast.
In the West Coast. Now, I was the general manager of a radio station for, I don't know, a while, year or so, and when you run a little AM or something like that, one or two calls in, that's important. I mean, it matters to the program director if you call in. So
absolutely, it does.
Call in, ask for the program director. If you don't get the program director, leave a message on his voicemail.
Even in bigger markets,
what you want.
Even in bigger markets, there aren't that many people that take the step of picking up a phone and complaining or adding a compliment to a show.
Yeah,
mostly you're going to get complaints, but compliments are pretty few and far between.
It's very rare. So, and be nice when you call because, you know.
The reason why I said it's going to be happening in less than a week's time is because we're not exactly sure at this point what exact date we're going to be starting. I can say it's going to be sometime in this next week. So, if you want to be the first person to find out, I need you to go to freetalklive.com, and over on the left-hand column of the site, you'll see an updates link. If you sign up for our updates, you're going to be the first person to know when we're going 5 days a week as far as what the first night is that we're going to be doing.
So you can sign up on the website to get an update.
Correct.
Sent to your email.
I'll post it on the website as well. I mean, it's going to be right there front and center at freetalklive.com, but unless you're going there every 5 hours, you're not going to know. You're not going to necessarily be the first person to know, because before I post it to the website, I shoot out an email to those people who are on the updates list. We get about 175 people who are on that list. So join up. It's absolutely free, very quick. Just go to freetalklive.com, click updates, and you'll be the first to know. Okay, so big
news.
So there you go, Matt. To continue your email, so he said he's going to listen on a weekly basis, and now that should be even extra true. He says, I check out your links page. I know this is not libertarian-related, but I'd like to link you to my radio show. Apparently he does what looks like an internet radio show, and he links us to that. It has not been updated in a while since the show is in the air at the moment. I think that means off the air at the moment. Let me know what you think. I'll link you guys back. Well, Matthew, if I get a free moment, I'll try to listen, but honestly, I can't make any promises.
Yeah, free moments are hard to come by these days.
We do, you know, we've got a lot of stuff to do, especially getting ready to go 5-6 days a week. This one from our friend up in Canada, who emails us quite frequently. It's Robert from Canada again. He says, sorry that I've not been able to call as of yet. I need an education, and maybe you can help us out here, Manwich.
Yes.
I think this is an email for you.
This is an email for me. Great.
He says, I need an education about what a conservative is.
Which I knew.
He goes on to say, does a conservative believe in... he's got several questions, so we'll start with the first one and let you address it and chime in here. Does a conservative believe in open borders? And before you answer that, if you know what a conservative is, we would love to hear from you. What is your definition of a conservative? 800-259-9231. What does it mean to be conservative or liberal? What does that mean, too? 1-800-259-9231. All right, so the first question, does a conservative believe in open borders?
Does a conservative believe in open borders? The thing is, I have to dodge these. Unfortunately, I just have to say that I don't believe that there's too many people that are fit into the category of liberal and conservative. I mean, it's sort of an us and them situation, you know, cowboys and Indians. It's a way to separate people. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it seems like neither one of the liberal nor conservative...
Hey, we got to scram to break real quick. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Radio listeners, this is Linda Salvin, your radio psychic and host of Visions and Solutions Monday through Friday on your local radio station. I'm not always available to help you, but I do have a situation where you can get a psychic reading right now for just $1.99. You get 10 minutes for $1.99 if you call 1-800-931-5336. That's right, 1-800-931-5336. We'll get somebody on the phone to answer all your questions about that investment you're thinking about, or moving, or the new relationship, or the one that you're in that might not be working out. Right. Whatever your questions, call right now at 1-800-931-5336 and someone will answer the phone to help you and advise you spiritually and psychically. 1-800-931-5336. That's right. You get 10 minutes for just $1.99. You must be 18 years or older and have a credit card handy. I've been doing this for a long time and I call these people at Keene. They're great. You're going to call them too at 1-800-931-5336. That's 1-800-931-5336.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
This is Free Talk Live. You can get in contact with us by calling 1-800-259-9231. And we are worldwide.
Yes, we are.
And sun never sets on Free Talk Live.
Hey, there you go. You're finally modulating your microphone for the first time.
What
I turned my volume up, didn't I?
What's modulating mean?
Let's move on. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The show is about you. You call in and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. So whether that be personal or political, we'll talk to you about it. In fact, we're going to go straight to the phones, right to the fun. Matthew from San Antonio, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Matthew?
I was wondering the most absurd thing I've ever heard anyone say about Free State Project.
The most absurd thing.
My wife and I joined Free State Project in the last couple of weeks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, our very own Jason, who's sitting in this very studio, just joined up, I think, the night of the election is when you joined?
The night before.
Yeah, so I
actually joined the night of the election. Talking to a friend,
excellent.
He sent me a link, and like, all
right. Congratulations. And, that's a huge decision for your life and for your future.
Both really excited about it. Just wait until I get out of school now.
Excellent.
It'll be a while, but hopefully we'll be one of the first to move up.
Of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, and you can get details at freestateproject.org, but everyone in this studio is a member.
Suffice to say, it's the only chance for liberty in our time.
Really, I truly believe that.
It's going to make New Hampshire a state unlike any other.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Matthew, you mentioned some weird reactions. Is that where you were going with this?
My wife was telling my mother-in-law, and the first thing my mother-in-law said, "What is it? Some kind of cult?"
Yeah, I've got that. What are you moving to a commune? What's going on here?
It's definitely not a cult.
My mother-in-law she's very, very far to the left. Thankfully, I've pulled my wife away from that side. And in the last 2 years, she's went from way left to Republican. And then she's decided in the last 2 weeks she's Libertarian.
See, now the left already has its own state. It's California.
Yeah.
Or Oregon, or anywhere on the West Coast, pretty much.
Yeah. Their state animal's a steaming cup of coffee.
You know, that's really where we need to be going. I mean, that's really, I believe that this is, the Free State Project is helping bring back what's been dubbed as federalism, where the states are really, they really get their rights that they are supposed to have. You've heard of states' rights, perhaps. Well, states are supposed to be much more independent than they actually are today. And I think that we're going to help lead that train. And then other people are going to say, well, you know, maybe the socialists will convene and start moving towards California. And maybe the religious zealots will move into Utah. And all of these different groups of people that really get along with each other but don't like other groups of people can move off to their own little states, and you go ahead and try socialism. We're going to be over here trying the free market.
I feel like one of the problems with states regaining rights, asserting themselves, is that the federal government in, what, 1916, 1912 or something, reinstituted the income tax, or excuse me,
1914.
14, okay.
Something like that.
Right in there. The income tax, they instituted the income tax. Now, income tax was up to that point unconstitutional. They amended the Constitution. The politicians sure could get two-thirds of them to agree to taxation. So now they take the money from the individual and then allot it back to the states in order to do their bidding. Now, if the federal government, if for whatever reason the state's like, you know, we're asserting our rights as a state, the federal government's going to stop that funding coming back.
Good.
And then, well, they're still going to be taxing the residents at, you know, whatever tax
rate. That's fine. At least then we don't have to play by their rules. Because if we, it doesn't matter. Yeah, okay, they have their little income tax, and we're going to be paying out that way. But there's all kinds of federal programs that states are involved in. Even local bureaucracies are involved in. They're getting that federal money. And because the federal money's coming down the pipe, they also have all kinds of strings attached to that federal money. And what do those strings do? Well, they just make those programs that they're running here in town even more complex and even more expensive. And it's just a lot better for local control if you just cut all of those strings and say no to the money.
Exactly, because when these programs fail, and they do, always,
every time,
what's the answer? Let's throw more money at it. Give them a few more $1 million every year, they'll be doing just fine.
And, you know, maybe eventually we'll be able to pass some sort of law in New Hampshire that says if New Hampshire residents wish to exempt themselves from the IRS income tax, they can do that. We'll protect you, you know, that sort of thing. So
certain individuals haven't they?
Oh, there's plenty of people around the country who are protesting the income tax. But to actually have a state government say, we will protect you if the IRS tries to come after you.
That would be fantastic.
Like New Hampshire, the safe haven for people who want to get away from the income tax. We could do things like, I mean, we're dominating the conversation, Matthew. What else is on your mind here? You still there? Guess not. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Maybe that would explain why he wasn't piping up. So the phones are open for you, 800-259-9231. All right, so we were asking just a moment ago with Robert's email here, what is a conservative is what he's asking, and he asked all sorts of questions, and you said it's just too... It's too categorical, is kind of how you put it, right, man?
You know, people love to throw around terms like liberal and conservative, and
called me a liberal a few nights ago, and I said,
well,
no.
You are liberal on some issues,
and I'm conservative on some issues.
Sure, and I think that most people are that way. As to a, you know, true conservative, I'd have to say no. I don't think that either one of them, to my mind, really believes in open borders.
Gotcha. I agree with you.
I think that, you know, mainly the open borders really, I suppose the very liberal would go for an open border, and the more libertarian types.
Well, libertines aren't libertarians.
Right. Libertines and libertarians.
Libertarians say we want freedom, and freedom means open borders. Let's move on. Does a conservative believe in a $477 billion deficit and grow? Oh, by the way, the subject of this email was Bush a conservative? So he's kind of, I guess, referencing what happened during the Bush campaign. Well, obviously, George W. Bush doesn't count as a true conservative, but he's an example of today's conservative. So again, all of these words are so in flux, they're so dynamic,
right,
and changing, and it's not the way they should be, but that's just the way culture just amends their meanings. Liberal used to be what we are, or at least what I am, a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be what's now called classical liberals, and this is all very confusing. You know, what's a liberal? Well, depends on how you define it, and we'd love to hear your definition. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. He also says, does a conservative believe in exporting high-paying jobs to other countries? Does a conservative believe that the world must be made safe for democracy, but attacks individual freedoms and ignores the Constitution? Does a conservative believe in declaring war on another country, but never gets the okay from Congress? Does a conservative believe illegal aliens should become citizens? Does a conservative believe in government spending exceeded $20,000 per household? Does a conservative say the war on terrorism is not winnable? Well, I guess George Bush is not a conservative, so what is he? Maybe as Americans, you could educate me on what he is, because that's Robert from Canada.
Well, he's a neocon, a neoconservative.
Right. Now, what does that mean?
Coming up to a break.
800-259-9231. We'd still love to hear from you. What is your definition of a conservative or a liberal? We'd love to know. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number, and you're listening to Free Talk Live. Log on at freetalklive.com.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lactropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Talk Live, toll-free, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything, whether it be your personal issues, maybe there's something going on with your significant other and you just got to get a rant off your chest about it. Maybe it's political. Maybe you want to talk about something that happened this week in the world of politics. Honestly, I don't even know what's going on, with the exception of the insanity over in Iraq. I really don't know what else is going on politically in this country. And we're going to be knowing soon, though, because we're going 5 days a week very soon. Yeah. So stay tuned at freetalklive.com for the latest on that. Sign up for our updates to know immediately when we're going to start.
You know, I'm reading this book. It's by the editor-in-chief of The Economist. I can't remember the guy's name to save my life. And in it, he's talking about it's about you know, the America's role in the 21st century, and you know where we've come from as far as taking over the basically we are the imperialist power of the 20th and 21st centuries, and he says that in the 20th century, give or take 10 or 15 million, right? That 174 million people died as a result of war and the effects of war.
In the 20th century alone.
In the 20th century.
I saw a statistic the other day that over a million of our, on Veterans Day, that we've lost over a million American lives in various
foreign
American
wars.
Foreign wars, yeah.
Foreign wars?
I don't know if Revolutionary War is included in that.
Civil is also very important in that.
Right.
Because Civil War, we lost more Americans than any other war.
That was tragic, too. I mean, just as tragic as foreign wars.
Yeah, absolutely.
It might as well have been a foreign war because the administration during that time was foreign to the Constitution, as far as I'm concerned.
The administration started being foreign to the Constitution about, you know, the time that George Washington left office.
Because he got Tommy Jefferson.
Tommy Jefferson...
the Louisiana Purchase wasn't exactly constitutional.
I don't think that that's a problem. Manifest destiny is not really a problem, but what he did when Congress was out of power is he used his presidential authority to take the then incipient Navy and go after the Barbary Pirates, check this out. The Barbary Pirates were a bunch of Muslims that were doing things that we didn't like over in the Middle East, and they attacked some merchant ships of ours.
That sounds a little familiar.
History does what now?
It's really interesting, but apparently we held their little feet to the fire, and they finally gave up.
Someone in Sweden, Thomas in Sweden, actually has a definition of conservatism. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. Great to be aboard.
Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you for talking. I found this definition a couple of weeks ago, but I don't know who said it. A conservative is a radical who has been dead for 200 years.
Does that mean that today's conservative would have been radical 200 years ago? That there's the standard is what we judge a conservative by today?
Well, there's no guarantee.
Because, I mean, I kind of feel like my stance as what I would deem myself as a liberty-minded individual. I wouldn't say libertarian because I don't, you know, I'm not a party member. I would kind of call myself very, you know, very to the Constitution, you know? I mean, like, I'm a constitutionalist in that sense.
Oh, I'm a very strict interpreter of the Constitution, yes. I think that guarantees everybody rights, then.
Do you have a constitution in Sweden, Thomas?
Oh, yeah, it's like a whole telephone directory.
Really?
Wow. So why are you still there? Why are you in Sweden? Have you lived there your whole life?
I hope not. No, I've been over here. I have a very cushy situation. I am an extra parent for, kids who have problems and so forth. That's very rewarding. I wouldn't give this up for anything.
It's quite noble.
Wow, very cool, very cool. So, Thomas, while we have you on the line, how would you define a liberal?
I guess that's somebody who's been alive for 200 years. I don't know.
He had his joke. He wasn't ready to go any farther.
Thomas, is there anything else on your mind tonight?
Oh, there's hardly ever anything in my mind, but I was just up to let the cat out, and I turned this on. It's 3 o'clock in the morning here, you know, and I was enjoying it, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Well, thanks, and continue to be a part of it. You can log on at freetalklive.com, and you can download our archives if you want to and listen at a more convenient time.
Okay, sounds great. That sounds great.
All right.
Okay.
Freetalklive.com. Yeah. Thanks for listening, Thomas. And thanks for the call. Let's move on. We got Mike in Moorhead, Kentucky. Great city name. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, another radical that's been dead for a couple hundred years said that all laws were meant for men of ordinary understanding and are not to be interpreted in terms of metaphysics to mean everything and nothing at the same time.
You lost me there. I'm sorry. Did you understand that sandwich?
To Thomas Jefferson, he's basically saying that the laws are not supposed to be so convoluted that they can't be interpreted by the average man of ordinary understanding. Of course, what they considered man of an ordinary understanding back then, Thomas Jefferson, of course, I think graduated college when he was 14 or something, was important.
People were much more literate and educated back then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Compared to today, absolutely.
Well,
look at the Constitution.
The men of means were, obviously. I guess there was a lot of books that were sold, certain volumes like American Jurisprudence and Black's Commentaries on the Law, sold all sorts, copy after copy in the United States. A lot of people back then were interested in learning.
Mike, I want you to hang on through the break at 800-259-9231. I know you had a response to what he was talking about, man.
I've got something to say.
All right, we're going to get to that. And your calls as well. You can change the topic anytime. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. You're in control. Dial us up at 800-259-9231.
Are you tired of the same old politics? Are you concerned that your vote no longer makes a difference? Are your taxes increasing faster than your paycheck does? Do you feel that you're the best judge of what's right for you, your family, business, lifestyle, and health? The Free State Project is looking for people to help set the example. We're all moving to state, New Hampshire, which has no income tax, no sales tax, and one of the most robust economies in the United States. And 20,000 Free State Project members are going to make it even better. Free State Project members are working to bring about smaller government, limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping citizens free, free to donate to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. Join the Free State Project and you can have liberty in your lifetime. We already have thousands of members and are growing every day. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
This
is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, the remaining moments of hour number one, but never fear, we will return for hour number two in the 9 o'clock Eastern Time hour, but we just heard from Thomas in Sweden, so we know there's people all over the world in all sorts of time zones listening to this program, and you can too. You can log on at freetalklive.com, and first of all, you can get a list of our terrestrial affiliates, our radio station affiliates. We're also on 4 different satellite C-band channels. We're on 7 different internet feeds. So
no matter where you are, you can hear the show.
Yes, there's no reason why we can't be where you're at for the most part. And if we're not on your local affiliate, please call them and have them add our show, because we're going 6 days a week. Well, 5 days, weekdays, and then we got the Saturday night show as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you call up your local program director and say, add Free Talk Live, and he checks it out, he can kind of add us on the weekends to get a little taste of the show, and then maybe add us 5 days a week.
Yeah.
That's the reason I think we should keep doing the 6 day for...
Absolutely. Well, you're going to hit a different audience on Saturday nights as well. So I love doing this show. We're definitely here to stay. Again, all this thanks to...
We better love it, considering what we get paid.
All this thanks to the Genesis Communications Network. And again, the number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're talking about... we were talking about conservatives, et cetera. We have, I think it was... it's Mike on the line. Mike from Moorhead, Kentucky. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, to wrap it up, what I was trying to make a connection with was Jefferson was a little bit of an ego. I don't know. He had a big ego, I think. He even built a house for somebody, and he made sure the wall intersected with the roof line so that the doorway was 2 inches lower so that the man had to bow to him every time he entered his own house. I mean, that's the mentality Jefferson had, but... I mean, you know, to say he was a great man, it's hard to argue with that.
Absolutely.
Jefferson quote earlier, and Jefferson's good for some really, you know, wacky quotes.
Yeah, well, that's not a wacky quote, but the piracy thing was what I was trying to connect with. You know, you were talking about the piracy that was going on.
I got a question for you after you're done with the piracy thing.
Okay, the founder...
And we got 2 minutes.
The founder of the Skull and Bones, the family's fortune that founded the Skull and Bones at Yale, was built on piracy of smuggling, because the American schooners were fast enough to get past the whoever was patrolling the British and whatever in the Japanese and Chinese seas. They smuggled heroin in.
Hooray for smugglers, heroes of the underground economy.
Exactly.
Damn right.
But they smuggled drugs into China, like opium and heroin, I think. And that money was used, you know, that family fortune was built, and that's who we were running in this last presidential campaign, which, of course, they're still wrangling over the recounts in Ohio. And a lot of people...
Well, we did that 4 years ago, and, you know...
A lot of people don't
deal.
Realize Ohio, like you mentioned earlier, talking about states' rights.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of states that you could question whether or not their stars even belong on the flag. Like Ohio had to be made a state by executive order, I think, just prior to Alaska and Hawaii, because they never jumped through all the hoops about ratifying the founding documents, like the Constitution.
Mike, we're about out of time.
I know
that. Thank you for the call, and I'm sure that we will talk to you again. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah, sure.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You know, with that quote from Jefferson, it almost makes me feel like, and I'm really pretty much to this point, they were corrupt that early on during, you know, with the Constitution. Let's just get rid of the federal government altogether. What do you think? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold.